4, HKX, mobile.
Nettie, good morning.
Dude, what you doing up this early?
Early. Yeah, I was turned the radio on and just kind of milling around here getting ready to take a shower.
This is my normal time frame. When normal conditions, running my tool route, I'm heading down the mountain right now.
You work till?
Tool is real flexible. I run my route, and when I'm done, I'm done. Some days I'm done by lunchtime. Sometimes it's 9 o'clock at night.
The tool truck, you do body shops and everything, don't you?
Yes, sir. I service body shops, mechanic shops, anywhere that needs tools.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. I used to be involved with body shops for years, and always they come by, I think about twice a week, I think they'd come by.
We only get everything once a week. My route's pretty spread out, so like today I'm over here in the Easley area. Tomorrow I'm in Traveler's Rest. Wednesday I'm in Cherrydale, and Thursday I am in Greer and Taylor's area.
You do the body shops around here like Caliber?
Any of the Caliber in my route, because I stop at 153, so I don't go in. I don't actually go into Easley. It's just easier to tell everybody that I'm in the Easley area.
So you're doing what, Powdersville, back to what, maybe toward Piedmont?
Is 123 there between White Horse and 153. I have a couple shops up on 153, right there at the junction, and then everything on both sides of 123.
I'm on the other side of 123 on the, it's a closer to Saluda Dam.
Okay, I'm not quite sure where that's at, but I know you live close to Gary, KI4DOS, and I know where he's at. This is, back there on Frontier Drive.
Is, I'm not far from, you know the new, where Sacagawea used to be, and they put the mall there.
Shopping center there?
I'm back in behind Walmart.
From Gary, he lives back in that area also. Remember that Saluda Dam Road that runs back behind his house, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Dam is behind Walmart. If you go that road that goes, they just put a, what do you call it, roundabout in just below it.
That going to see Gary is about the only time I get back in there. Gonna go visit him with him and Miss Joy.
I didn't realize he was that close. I don't look anybody up. I think I'm on QRZ, I guess. I got in there back maybe around 2000 or something, but I don't ever check. I don't remember my password.
Well, if you got a call sign, you're in there. You might be limited information, but you're in there.
Easley Hospital is.
I've been by it when Gary's running me around in there. I hang out with Gary quite a bit. Gary's taught me a lot about this hobby, so I consider him one of my big Elmers.
Hospital. Kind of on the Walmart side, but close to the hospital. But yeah, you guys ever get together, you know, holler at me and come on by, we meet.
Well, we'll meet for lunch. You'll come pick me up, and we'll go eat lunch sometimes. Because I'll park the tool truck at one of my shops, and he'll come pick me up. We'll meet for lunch, a couple of us.
Idea. First today.
This morning is New Life Dumpsters, or curb tenders. They make garbage pickup vehicles and debris pickup vehicles.
Man, that's a good job you got, owning your own truck like that. That's a, and kind of make your own schedule too, I guess.
As long as I can make it work, everybody's pretty flexible with me. I've got a good I have a fairly good group of guys. There's some of them that are, man, you're just going to have to deal with. That's life. But for the most part, I got a good group of guys that we try to look out after each other.
Some of my guys at the body shop would, every once in a while, they'd go to lunch when they knew a tool truck was coming by.
That I've got some of those myself. And you just learn who they are, and you have to put them in their place. And it's just part of it.
Now, who's running that up at the church now at Anchor?
Video comms are pretty much, I'm still running them. I'm just running them from my tool truck. And I've got backup on here also. And I have a constant link between me and one of the head guys there at the church.
Are you, what, like remote or something?
Kind of. They got some of those, I don't know, rapid radios or something like that. I don't know what they're called. They're internet-based, where if I need him or he needs me, as long as we got internet, it works. So internet seems to be back up and reliable, so we're going to get some use out of those today. Somebody donated them to them, so we're going to put them to work. And cell phones are working, so we have constant communication. So that's the nice thing about this hobby is it can be done from anywhere this radio will work.
I've been doing this for a lot of years, but I never have gotten in. I don't know anything about what you were just talking about. I've heard all of it, but I have no idea what it is. I think I grew up with just line of sight, not even repeaters.
Roger that. This hobby is pretty fascinating when you start getting into it. It's got so many rabbit holes and places you can go and do and this, that, and the other. It's pretty fascinating. But, dude, I have arrived here where I got to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for just a little bit. And hopefully this tool truck fires up after sitting here for all this time without being started. So I don't know what I'm walking into. But if it does, I'll be back shortly. If not, I might be a minute.
Since holler, I'll be in and out of here. I'll just leave the radio on because Vicky, when she gets up, she'll listen to it. But I'll be in and out, up and down, shop, back to here. So catch you after a while. N4AZE.
ZE, this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Step 3.